to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Sue Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights.
On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Sue Bartholomew. Joining me on the Commons today is one of my favorite people that I met in all of this HOA nonsense. None other than Mr. Julio Urbina. Julio, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sue. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure having you with me. And I want people to know you're a former legislator, and
that's correct.
That's when I met you, when you first became a legislator, and you decided that you were going to do something about all the mess that HOAs were in.
That's true.
And you promised that you would take care of homeowners in HOAs for the rest of your life. And that's exactly what you are still doing.
I think I've kept my word. It's been almost 20 years now, and we're still at it.
Yeah, you still are, and I'm so glad you're there, because I would hate not to have you to get on the show and talk. And
tell us
about it. So we're going to do this. But you've been busy.
Good.
You've been busy. One thing you did, and one thing that I admired you so much for and wished that all the other legislators in the country had your stamina and your common sense, because that's what it takes. It's common sense. We've got a problem. We're going to find out what the problem is. And the only way you can find out what the problem is by going around and talking to people, which is exactly what you did, right?
That is correct. We traveled the entire state listening. What a concept, huh? Elected officials listening to their voters.
I loved it. You walked around, and then you came on the Commons and told us all about it.
That is correct, Shu. It's good to be able to share what we learned, because, you know, sometimes elected officials think they know all the problems and got all the answers. Well, I quickly realized that was definitely not correct. You want to know what the problems are, and you want to know a lot of solutions. This is a message to all elected bodies all around. Listen to the people who put you in office. They're the first ones that are going to tell you what the problems are in HOAs, and for that matter, in any other subject matter. And you'd be surprised. They probably already have great ideas that you can enact in legislation to help them out.
What a concept. What an absolute concept. If anybody's wondering, scratching their heads, why this guy's one of my favorite people in the world, I think he just told you and explained it to you.
It's very simple. Common sense does prevail sometimes, and God love people that do get involved. That's the other part. You know, a lot of people complain and yell and scream, but when they have access to their lawmakers like we provided, or they have access to shows like this, or simple access to go to a meeting and discuss or ask questions when things just don't seem right, they're not taking advantage of those situations. And you know what that means? Things get progressively worse, and everything falls on deaf ears. So it's
Be sure to let us know what you think, because, you know, I've come up with things that I think need to be done or should be done this way, and you've come up and said, hey, Dingbo, what are you doing? That's not a good idea. And then you explain why, and I think, oh, there's a point that I hadn't thought about. So together, if we put our heads together, we can come up with something so much better.
And that's the beauty of having, you know, conversation, you know, among people like yourself from a completely different state that where I'm at, you know, demographics are different. God knows my county and here in Miami-Dade County is the capital of fraud probably in all of the United States. So if somebody's tried to pull a stunt, we probably invented it down here. So it's sad to say that, you know, it's we figure these things out and we finally try to fix them. But it's good to know what, you know, our neighbors in other states are doing. And that's why your program works so well. It's the ability to be able to interact and talk about things and what you've done to deal with certain issues.
Well, it's not just that, but you can all look at a picture, the same picture, and see something different.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm. You'll see something that I totally missed. And somebody else will see something that we both missed. And then you say, but did you see this? Did you think of that? Do you know what happened? I go, oh, what a concept. All right, so now how do we fix that? Because we've got to look at all of the issues. It's not just the way I see it or the way you see it. It's the way we see it.
That's it. And by the way, I'm one that believes that, you know, you spend a little time discussing these issues and you come up with it. And of course, you must have the will of your elected body to make changes for the better. It can happen. I'll show you what happens on a good time. I mean, and when you do have good elected officials with things that want to have talk, want to make happen, excuse me, like they did in our own first ever history set county commission ordinance on associations. And what happens when your state lawmakers basically don't care and don't do much at all for people that they represent. We're going to talk a little about that today.
Okay. I will let you tell us what you want to tell us. But before we go there, I remember when I first met you and you would go around the entire state and you'd have these meetings with all the homeowners. And you would talk to them, and then you'd come on the show and you'd talk about it. And I remember you telling me about an old lady who had lost her home. She'd been evicted. Her house had been foreclosed on because she allegedly owed. And I remember my reaction. She allegedly owed. You gave me the dollar amount. And I said, but Julio, you can generally find that much money in the cushions of a couch that has fallen out of the pockets of people who had sat on that couch. And you said, that's right. The money was there. It was negligible.
Sad that somebody could lose an elderly person, which these are the people that we're supposed to be looking out for and protecting, would lose their home for less than what it costs for a gallon of gas these days. That's depressing. That's really depressing. Shame on the lawmakers, because last time I checked, we're supposed to protect and look out for these individuals. You remember the story well, Shuwa. It's still happening. It still happens every day.
I know. I'm dealing with someone who's in a retirement community, believe it or not. And the way they're treating this lady is just unbelievable. 83-year-old, and they've evicted her. And those places are expensive.
Yes, and you got to understand, a lot of this stuff is going to boil down to, I would call, you know, mismanagement at times. We're not going to say that there aren't people that don't pay. There are, but most of the stuff is mostly records problem. Nobody wants to give you access to documents. You know, it's almost like they want to bury everything. They don't want you to see it. But more importantly is mismanagement, and that'll segue me into what I wanted to talk about today. As everyone knows that's hearing this show, if you watch the news and we're alive, we had a tragedy here months ago that basically took the lives of over 90, I believe it was 94 innocent people that were sleeping in their condominium on Miami Beach on Surfside. They call it Champagne Towers. And the thing collapsed. Innocent people died. And you would think that after even the president of the United States showed up at the site, and there was a lot of politicking and stuff that they were going to take care of this, and this would never happen to anyone again. And you had the president putting the federal support, and we had the state lawmakers putting in their 2 cents worth and campaigning. This is a tragedy. How sad. Nothing was done during the legislative session. Nothing. This is the first time I can tell you, not even the simplest of bills or pieces of legislation, as we call it, passed this year. Everything was killed. They didn't give it the attention. And at the 11th hour in the last week, they came up with every cockamamie story on blaming the Senate or blaming the House. The bottom line, there was no will. And these are the type of people that I hope will be removed from office to bring in caring people, because this was the time to act. That's the saddest news that I bring you today. From the state of Florida, nothing was done, Shu. Nothing.
I think the abuses are across the board. I want to go back to the lady who was evicted from her home in the retirement community. This had nothing to do with not paying. She was completely paid up. Totally paid.
Mm-hmm.
This was just pure nastiness. This was pure and utter nastiness. And they decided that there was stuff. They attacked her and she defended herself, basically. And they decided, she's going to be a disaster and we just can't let this go on. And so we have to remove her. It's too easy to turf people out of their homes, and that has got to stop.
Well, you know, in Florida, we have a name for that. It's called putting the check in the drawer. What does that mean? If you are asking too many questions, or you're against the current board of directors, or property management company, or even the law firms, the attorneys that represent these associations, somehow or another, people who have never missed a payment, they're up to date on their payment, all of a sudden their checks didn't make it in. And then they didn't make the next check, didn't make it in, or the replacement check didn't make it in. We call that putting it in the drawer. What they do, they purposely, and I have proof that this has happened, they will take their check, bury it in a drawer, never deposit it, and of course then start the process of sending letters, that are the demand letters for payment and stuff. And these people have done nothing wrong except they asked questions. They're not liked by the community, so they bottled them up. Really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad stuff here.
It's very, very sad.
The attorneys start with the lien process, and they've been foreclosed on, and they did nothing wrong except ask questions. Welcome to this I live in. It's terrible.
Nobody has even suggested that she owed money. She was completely and totally paid up. She was totally paid up. And what they did was they told her to go to her room, and that she was not allowed out of her room, that they would send her food. She couldn't even go down to the dining room and get breakfast or lunch or dinner or whatever it was. And she called me. She says, "What should I do? My friend came to take me to dinner." And I said, "So what's the problem? Go." She says, "I'm not allowed to leave my room." I said, "Go. Nobody can make you sit in your room. You're not a 3-year-old. And that doesn't work for 3-year-olds either. Go." So she did.
Sad.
It is. It absolutely is. I said, "I don't think they have the authority to do that. Just go." But these places are allowed to treat elderly people like that is a disaster.
But it happens, and it happens, and it continues to happen. And again, it is the saddest thing you'll ever see. It really is just a sad state of affairs what people do. So,
listen, but, guys, I will notify you guys of this stuff that I hear about, and I will put it on the air. But I need you guys to fight it too. I will provide the information, but you need to do something. You need to fight it. You need to contact your legislators and tell them to ban that kind of behavior, at least, at the very least.
Well, a lot of them really do give it an attempt. I mean, we have good senators and good representatives file good pieces of legislation, but power now is set up in the, at least in the state of Florida, where one or two people hold the power on what bills are heard, what bills are passed. It's that much power held by people in certain positions of leadership, both in the House and in the Senate, which, if you know, you need both of them to pass the same language and legislation in order to get a bill to the governor's desk for signature to turn it into law. But the power, it's just the power structure needs to be addressed, because they have the ability to kill everything that goes through a session, meaning that a whole year went by, nothing got done. What a waste of time. And more importantly, as I told you, we've had deaths here in Florida as a result of the need for this change. Let me give you an example. So in Florida, we have two counties, Dade County and Broward County, that buildings need to have a structural inspection by a structural engineer when they turn 40 years old. That means that from the time the building was built, you have to wait 40 years before it requires a structural inspection, which is crazy. Why? Because if you know Florida, we're surrounded by water, both on the Atlantic side and on the Gulf side. This is a community and a state of coastal areas, a lot of condos on the water, a lot of homeowner associations near water, a lot of salt, a lot of problems. That led to this building that collapsed. You know, if 40 years go by, you don't inspect. So we had a little piece of common sense legislation. Let's move that. Let's move it. Shouldn't be 40 years the first time the building's looked at. Let's try to make it, 20 or less. Or some people were talking about doing what I did in a piece of legislation, make an inspection every 5 years so that these buildings can be checked to be structurally sound, because salt water eats everything, including the rebar inside the buildings. And, you know, that's where you see balconies that are kind of leaning and sloping down and sagging. And of course, the structural damage, case in point, the building that collapsed in Surfside, the Champaign Towers. So we had a piece of legislation to change the time element to protect Floridians, that the buildings would now have to be checked prior to, 40 years. Never got anywhere. They killed that. Reserves, mandatory reserves. What a concept. I know reserves gets to be a sticky subject with some people, but you got to have some money put away for, let's call it, the rainy day, the same way we do in our checking account. You've got a little extra money. I don't know about these days because inflation is killing us.
Yeah.
But in the past, you had a little extra money there, a little money in the savings in case something popped up, you were able to handle it. Condominiums don't want to put anything in reserve, so they get hit constantly with special assessments, which people don't have that lump sum of money to pay all at one shot. And that's where it leans to liens and foreclosures, because they want you to come up with all the money fast. And that is a big problem. So we were talking about mandatory reserves, mandatory, what they call studies. It's basically a reserve study. What does that mean? You hire professionals, professional roofers, professional structural engineers, professional people that do life safety in these communities. And they give you a plan. They tell you there's 5 years left on the roof. There's that elevator's got a year left on it. The asphalt and parking area is a mess. It has to be redone. It's got about 2 years. And then they calculate how much money you guys need to put away proactively in reserves in order to be able to do the work when the time comes up. Again, what for? So that you don't get hit right away and immediately with a special assessment when everybody screams, oh, now it's an emergency. We got to do it right away. That legislation didn't get nowhere. My famous bill that I've been working on for 2 years is to create a fraud task force. Let me repeat that. A fraud task force. Why? As I said earlier, my county is the capital of fraud for the entire United States when it comes to association fraud. But the rest of the counties, we got 67 counties in the state of Florida, don't think that the rest of them are running way behind. They're all having their share fraud, corruption, mismanagement, but we don't have an enforcement leg for it. So that means we got all these laws too, but we don't have a department that if it's a white collar crime, if it's fraud, if it's kickbacks, if it's whatever, you got to try your luck with the local police department that's got 20 other cases to investigate every day
and
hope
they
give
them.
They don't want that. They actually were welcome. I got support from every police department in my county that was a great idea. Create a specialized group of law enforcement officers that had the power to subpoena, come in with badges, and arrest people the same way we do when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid fraud in the United States. So lots of those are done by the FBI. Well, in Florida, people pay $4 in taxes, and it accumulates to almost $20 million a year. That money could have been used to create this fraud task force. Not only was that not given a hearing, but they took the money and swept it and put it into general revenue. It's probably being used for roads or some other thing that needed funding in Florida, but it didn't go to help the people who paid it, those that live in these associations. I think that anybody that's just heard us speaking for the past 10 minutes is probably realizing, because I think I speak in common sense, layman's terms, would realize, what the heck is going on down there? That's crazy. Welcome to our world and the nonsense that goes on here. So Tallahassee had all these great things going. Mandatory classes for volunteers. What a concept. So if you get elected to the board, free of charge. You didn't have to pay for it, but you were required to take a class and understand what you just got yourself into and what you need to be looking for and how you're going to interact with your property manager or your attorney. In other words, that prevents the cart, you know, in front of the horse, I guess is what you'd say, that you're not being manipulated because you just don't know. Free. Let's try to train these individuals. That didn't get a hearing. I can spend the whole show going through a bunch of common sense things that should have been done, that weren't done, and were killed by nothing more than an incoming Speaker of the House from my own county who sat there and told those family who lost loved ones, this will never happen again. We're going to do these changes. These buildings in the future will be inspected way before time. We will have a fraud committee. We will have reserves. Nothing happened, Shu. Nothing. Everything killed. So we're disgusted, is the word, with the politics behind it. And I'm going to tell you, there's a little group out there called CAI. They don't like me very much, and I don't like them.
You know these what? People, join the crowd.
Well, you know, I wish, and every time they talk to me, Mr. Robina, representative, as they call me, why? What is this hate you have for us? Because all you guys care about is the people that you represent. You don't care for the homeowner. The day they set that correct and I see them rooting and pushing the power and the money that they hand out and campaign contributions for the average Joe unit owner or homeowner, that's the day they'll have my respect and I may actually start to like them. But right now, they don't serve that purpose at all. It's only to make sure that they take most care, that they mostly look into the issues for property management companies, attorneys, and other people who are members. Well, guess what? They didn't get their stuff passed either this year. So I'm sure they're now feeling like we normally feel when we're tossed aside. So I'll leave it. We had one shining moment, though, in my county. And I'm very, very honored to say that my county Miami-Dade County, Florida, is the first county in the nation to take on an ordinance. For those who don't understand, at the state, we create laws. But at the county level, if you got county government or city government, they create ordinances, which is equivalent to a law at the state level. And remember that all association laws are done through the state level. There's really nothing ever been done through a county level or a city level. I'm very proud to tell you that my county commission, which we are one of the largest counties, if not the largest in all of Florida, passed unanimously with a vote of 13-0, including the strong mayor that got up there and also voted for this, the first ordinance creating transparency. And I'm very happy to say that I helped write that years ago with a commissioner in a small little city called Hollandale Beach, Florida, Commissioner Anna Lima Taub. We worked on it. She fine-tuned it. They enacted it first in their little community, and it worked great. The county liked it. They took it up, and now it's an ordinance for the entire Miami-Dade County. And what it does is, for those that just heard us a little while ago saying, good luck whenever you need documents, when you want to see records, when you want to see financials, when you want to see what shape your building is. Does it have violations? Have they pulled permits to do this or to do that? Good luck trying to get a hold of it. You just can't get it. Well, guess what? The deal is now through the county, you're able to get in and you're able to, by a mandate, by this ordinance, they are going to make every association submit all the documents that we normally try to access must be submitted to the county government and will be on the website of the Miami-Dade County government. Which, what does that mean? When you go and if your board doesn't want to give you anything, they'll have to have it on the county website. You will have a place to go and get your answers. How do you like that?
I love it.
Ray of hope, and I'm hoping all the counties in Virginia and everyone else that's listening will take heed to this and do the same thing, Shiv.
You know, when I first came here, when I first got involved with my HOA, I discovered that a lot of the paperwork that the HOA had generated over the years, minutes, newsletters with articles that were written by people, so a lot of the information that's not readily available otherwise was available in these newsletters. And all of the newsletters were sent to the county, and they were saved in the county, and you could go in and just pull them out and read them. And that's how I learned what was going on or what had been going on in my community, because I wasn't here. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't understand. But it's by reading that. And the other thing is I went to the courthouse and I looked up to see if there were any other lawsuits that we had been involved with or any association had been involved with. And I read that. And read them, because that gave me an idea of where the courts were going to go, how they interpreted all that stuff, because I was so new to the HOA stuff. What I tell people is do your homework. And when you bring in the so-called experts to train you, be careful, because even CAI, and they're literally, they're the ones who know, supposed to know more about it. I've had CAI attorneys give out false information when I was taking their classes. I go, what? You know, that's not true. Go do your own homework. Go check things out for yourself, because you're not going to get the truth.
Yeah, and sure, you know what? Unfortunately, that's the world we're living in, because people all have, I hate to say this, agendas, you know, they're concerned about their members and taking care of their issue, but everybody's forgetting the bottom line. It's the individual who went out and bought a unit in an association and thought he'd be living in heaven. Now he realizes he's actually bought into hell. As I always tell everybody, they may have moved in when they had a good, honest group of board members and stuff. And I always tell everybody, you may be in heaven when you bought, and maybe you had a great year, but you're one election away from hell if you start getting people that are unethical.
You're
and it just happens to be seen. I think money's got a lot to do with the temptation. And they see it. I know people are struggling. I know people are having a hard time, but that's like stealing from your neighbor. And they do it, I mean, without any conscience at all. I'm seeing it every day. I mean, we just had one of the biggest arrests here of a president of a master homeowner association, the biggest one in Miami-Dade County. The lady had been stealing for years. And if somebody reported her when they started getting fishy of what was happening with their funds, she would use the association money to hire what they call PIs, you know, private investigators to follow those people around. And she'd try to get dirt with their money on them so that she can call them and say, if you keep calling me in, you're going to have issues. You believe this? It's a movie. You think I'm talking about some movie on Netflix. I'm not. This is the reality of the nonsense that goes on. Is it fixable? Yes. I believe that in life, with the right people and the right chemistry and the people that really want to make things happen, things can be done. But it's going to take a bunch of folks to stop, you know, thinking it's not my issue. I don't want to get involved and stuff. They need to get involved, and we got to make these things happen. It might be a slow process, or it might be just your own county or city passing a local ordinance for transparency. But it's got to start somewhere. And people need to get involved.
I absolutely agree with you. What I did when I first got involved was I made friends with someone who was like-minded. And I said to him, we're going to have fun doing this, because unless it's fun, I'm not interested. We had fun. Let me tell you, we had so much fun. And like I said, we were like-minded. And we found ways to laugh and ways to do things. Since they weren't doing, the association wasn't putting out the information properly. The minutes were, you know, kind of flaky. Well, we put them out. But we attended all the meetings. We were always there. We did so many things. And I should make sure that we write a book about all the things that give you guys an idea of the type of stuff we did. We were out in the middle of the night doing things. We literally were having a blast. And the thing was, we sort of used what we were doing to educate our neighbors. And now they all wanted to get involved with us, and we didn't want that. Because it was what the two of us were doing, and we were on a good thing. But don't, you know, just go out and do it. Get involved with someone. Go to the meetings. Make sure you know what's going on. Don't rely on the information you're getting from the association. Go to the meetings yourself. In Virginia, we're allowed to tape record our meetings. Our association decided to be pretty stupid about the whole thing. They decided they were going to set up a table. And if you wanted to record the meeting, you had to put your recorder on this table in front. Why couldn't you just hold your phone up wherever you were sitting? And we said, no, we were fine where we were. Oh, you have to put it on this table. And we decided we didn't want to do that. Keep control, as much control as you possibly can. Just and get the stuff. Know your rights. Know what you're doing. Do your homework. Know your rights. Do your homework. Make a friend, because sometimes it's great to have someone to bounce ideas off. And maybe with my friend's permission, maybe one of these days we'll put all of that in a booklet, all of the stuff that we did. And
you know, everything that you're explaining is so common sense and probably, believe it or not, easier to may come into fruition than what people would think.
Yeah.
But this is why, again, I go back to why do I enjoy communicating to another state with a show as successful as yours? Is why? Because, you know, knowledge is power. And if we've tried something here and it worked, we need to let you know over there. Hopefully the same thing, because I know that eventually, you know, we're all going to try to get on the same page. But whatever's happening in Florida is not unique just to Florida. It's probably happening all around the United States. Associations, by the way, I've always said this on your shows, are the future of living, because as land becomes more expensive and development becomes as expensive as it gets, guess what people are doing? The developers are buying and creating these gated communities with the amenities and so forth, and they come with an association. Here in Florida, everybody wants to be near the beach. They want to be near the water. Well, the only choice there is to build up. Here comes your famous condos. They used to be 6 floors, 8 floors. Now we got them 30, 40 floors, 40 stories, excuse me. And that's the future of developing, because you only got so much coastline. Well, you make a lot more money if you build up and give access to people to the coastline. And guess what they come with? A lovely condo association. And remember, if you've ever been to the land of Disney here in Florida,
oh, yeah,
that's the capital of co-ops and timeshares, probably for the entire nation. And there, those things, we can do a show just on the problems that they experience, because I did a lot of writing of changes for co-ops and timeshares to help them out, because that's a whole nother mess that we can discuss on another day.
Well, you're on, because you, as I said at the top of the show, are one of my favorite people.
Thank you.
And if Mickey Mouse gets away with something, the rest of the world's going to want to do it. So let us know what Mickey is up to.
That's a good way to put it. But, you know, so I really love that you always are willing to help. And, you know, it's a thankless job. I don't get paid for a lot of the time that I give to help people out with their individual cases. I'm sure you get as many calls as I do daily, and I never say no, and I don't charge people for that. I just enjoy teaching people and telling them what their rights are, because as I said, you want to see somebody strong, tell them what their rights are. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, and that works very well. So I would, you know, I really enjoy when you call me. And even though I may not have had the greatest news this year, as I said, our legislature really, really let us down, did not do what they needed to do. But at least we did something, first ever in the history, at a local city, or excuse me, local county level. I hope people listening will do that. It's our, you want info, it's the Transparency Act for Miami-Dade County. It's now enacted in my entire county. And I think it's another good step for people to follow up on in other states, in other counties around the United States.
I absolutely agree with you. If you have nothing but darkness, you're going to provide a nice safe harbor for cockroaches. And we don't want that. Let's light a light and let the cockroaches come out. Let them be seen.
Yeah.
You know, you let me know, because I love having you on, and we will talk about Mickey Mouse and all the shenanigans they're getting up to. But for today, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Like always,
we've got a lot of good info, but, you know, we give people always, you know, something else that they can look forward to, some ideas on what they can do in their own backyard. So thank you again for the time. And again, always looking forward to the next show to do with you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Julio, and me too. I always love spending time with you. You're a bundle of fun.
Thank you.
Take care. See you all later.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life.
I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to Justice 4HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.